Sleeper Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.
The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time. Mail time.
When you control the mail, you control information.
If there's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
Sleeper Wire!
Welcome to the Sleeper Wire Show. This is the live mail sack. It is December 6, 2017. I'm producer Steve, and I got two guys on the line today. I got Lucas and Julian, and they're going to be taking your questions live right now on this show. We've got your questions from Sleeperbot and Fantasy Life apps. We're going to get through all those. I got your questions on the Mixer chat. I'm going to stick those in there. But the most important thing you can do if you want to get instant feedback, call in. The number is 909-713-7030. Want your question answered immediately? Calling in is the way. 909-713-7030. All right, Lucas, Julian, let's get into it. May I please read the first question, please?
Sure.
All right, guys.
Please.
This one, I knew this was going to be a big one this week. All right. Kareem Hunt, boom or bust? Are you starting Kareem Hunt this week? Yono wants to know.
I'm going to start him. If I have him, I'm starting him this week. I've been off of him many weeks, but against the Raiders, this rivalry, I see Kareem Hunt finally coming out, putting up a 15 to 20 point game, which is not quite what we had early in the season, but 15 to 20. And this week of the playoffs, I think will be big. I think they're finally going to use him. The guy has the talent. I see it happening.
Yeah, this is an interesting question. I mean, for the past couple of weeks, he's been a disappointment. In the past 2 weeks, he's combined 24 touches on the ball. I don't know if he's going to be a boom like Lucas is saying, but I think he maybe just might meet his value, if not disappoints again.
All right. That is it for the show this week, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to go to sleeperwire.com to find our rankings podcast and submit questions through the website. If you want to reach us, I'm just kidding. Everybody's just like, oh my God, wait, they didn't answer my question. I'm just kidding, guys. All right, I'm going to hand it over to you two.
Is it too early to say April Fools?
Man, it's playoff fools, man. You gotta have a light demeanor when you're going into the playoffs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Gotta have a sense of humor.
I'm gonna man the phones. I'm gonna take the Mixer chat, and you guys can start with Crasher 86, and I'll be in the background.
Cool. I think doing that prank on April 1st would have been too obvious, so we decided to do that a little early. All right, so Hoos and Dirty Jobs couldn't join us today. They got some personal issues, but it's all right. Your boy Playboy and Lucas will handle the rest from here. Next question, Crasher 86 he's asking: play Breeze on Thursday night or play McCown? It's a must-win week, Lucas.
Man, on a short week, Mark Ingram with the toe. You know, McCown's been looking pretty good recently, though.
Yes.
You know, I'm usually not a big fan of these short weeks. Drew Brees has not been putting up huge numbers for you. And on a Thursday night game against the Falcons, I know it has the ability to be a shootout, but it kills me to say this. I think I'm going to give the slight edge to McCown.
Yeah, it's tough to trust any quarterback in a short week. I do think it can be a shootout. It has the potential. I mean, if you have Brees on your lineup, you're probably going to be starting him. But if you, I guess, you know, in this situation, he has both Breeze and McCown. McCown has been pretty good lately. This would be a legit tough one for me if this was my lineup. I'd probably still would go Breeze, but I don't think there's a wrong answer here. I think McCown has a slight edge as well.
Let me look something up real quick, because I know this is a big one for you guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, McCown, they're at Denver. Denver has not looked as good as they once did.
No.
you know, granted the last two games have been at home, so they are traveling, but McCown put up over 30 points the last two games in a row. He's been hyper efficient. I gotta give a slight edge to McCown here. I think Breeze probably puts up, yeah, I think Breeze falls a little short of 20 points.
Yeah, I think, I mean, a good outlook on McCown right now is the Broncos have, you know, allowed the league's highest touchdown rate to quarterbacks. And apparently they're giving up the fifth most quarterback points since week 9. And that just kind of bodes well for McCown. So, you know, it's not really a bad idea.
Hey guys, I got a quick another quarterback to throw in there. What about McCown or Alex Smith this week? He's been I've seen a lot of questions on Sleeperbot between those two.
I think I have to go Alex Smith. And I know most rankings are going to show Alex Smith and Drew Brees up really high. I just think McCown has been real strong. Alex Smith playing at home against Oakland. Oakland has not looked good.
Not at all. Yeah.
Really not looked good here. So I think I got to go Alex Smith.
Yeah, and he's also another one that can run, that can use his feet too. So I think I'd have Smith over McCown too. Was that all? Was that all, Steve? Can we?
Yeah, that's all I got right now. Yeah, go ahead and move on.
All right. We'll move on. We're going to go on to Turn Me. The guy's name's Turn Me. He says pick two, Drake, Kenyon Drake, Mixon, Morris, or Alex Collins.
So as of right now, I think Mixon's out. I think he is not going to play this week. I think that Morris is coming off a really solid game. They're playing the Giants, which, you know, that team, they have to just be so demoralized right now. They have to feel like they're just playing for draft picks. I know that they want to come out and play. It's a divisional game, but Morris is a must start out of these for me. And I would monitor Collins is also on the injury report. I know they're playing Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. But Geo and while Mixon were in, they were able to run against them. And I think Damian Williams could potentially be back this week, right? If Collins is healthy, I'm playing Morris and Collins. But Drake's not a bad option here. They always play, or they generally will play the Patriots pretty tough, given the disparity between the talent of these two teams. But
yeah, as of right now, Alex Collins is actually he didn't report to Wednesday's injury report, so he's actually not on it. He's looking like he will be playing. He's healthy, so you know, to that, I think I would choose Collins and Morris. As well.
Yep, I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Piggly Wiggly, pick two wide receivers to start. This is standard. I got Baldwin, Richardson, Sanu, Fitzgerald, Gordon, and Curse. I need two.
All right, so I'm not doing Baldwin.
Fitz and Gordon for me.
Fitz and Gordon? All right. You feel good about that,
Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
Touchdowns. Yeah. I also like Curse too, but I think Fitzgerald and Gordon. Yeah.
All right. I need two running backs. Same guy. Piggly Wiggly standard. All right. DeMarco Murray, Austin Eckler, Corey Clement, or Davis.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, Davis. How many are you choosing?
Two. So yeah, Davis, Murray, Eckler, and Clement.
Murray and Davis for me.
Who's going to get touchdowns? That's the question.
Could be none of them, but I like Davis and Murray as well.
All right. D unit. Standard. I have Engram and Walker. It's a tight end question. He has Evan Engram and Walker. Would you stay put with these two tight ends rest of season? And which one do you guys like more out of Engram and Delanie Walker? And would you keep both of them?
Yes, I would keep both of them. I don't want to play against either, especially in a yes, I like both. And I would play matchups with them.
Yes. Yes, they're both going to be heavily targeted. So,
all right. He also has Cam and Ryan with Rodgers stashed. Would you guys roll out Rodgers week 15 and 16? I think you got to just wait and see. We can't say yes or no to that question yet.
We can't.
You got to see if he's playing. Also has Zeke stashed. Would you roll him out in week 16 over the following Lynch, Collins, Hunt, and Miller?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Yes.
He's not coming
Zeke's
off
not,
of injury.
It's not an injury.
Yeah.
It's a suspension.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see. Ricardo Banks, who's the better play, Burton or Anderson this week? Standard.
If Ertz is out, I like Burton.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
If Ertz is out.
Okay, which defense this week? Eagles, Rams, Chargers, Packers.
Chargers.
Chargers.
All right. Who should I drop? Jarrett Cook. I'm sorry. Okay, so that was Taz 650 with the defense question. Wilson 27. Should I drop Jarrett Cook for Steven Anderson in standard?
Yes.
Nah, I don't know.
Jarrett Cook's been awful. Cook's been awful.
Let me look at the numbers. But I don't. I mean, if I had to make a, if I had to, you know, say one now, I'd say Cook. But yeah, Cook, he has been terrible.
Cook has had four catches for under 50 yards in the last three. Combined.
He's been terrible. The only case I do like is that they're playing Kansas City, and they're pretty weak on defense. That's the only case I'd have here. But otherwise, Anderson is hard as well because of the sample size. But being that he's the only guy, I guess, you know, the only pass catcher over there right now, I might lean Anderson.
Yeah, Ellington just got put on IR, so that limits the options over there as well. Bruce Ellington, rather. And
Fedorowicz did as well.
Fedorowicz, yep. So, I don't know. I like Steven Anderson's upside this week. If you got another starting tight end, I'd drop Jared Cook for that. For the possibility. All right. Trade Rape says, thanks, guys. 6 out of 7 fantasy leagues in the playoff. You guys are awesome. Thank you for that. Good job. Let's see.
I feel like a win for our listeners is definitely a win. Like, I personally feel that's a win for us.
It is.
Absolutely.
Vicarious.
Means that we halfway know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Ooh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Last one from the Mixler. Ricardo Banks. Trent Taylor versus Houston. How do you like him this week? This guy was pretty good in PPR last week for San Francisco.
You know, we don't know a whole lot about him. I'd say average. Like, I'm not off of him, but I'm personally not starting him in any of my lineups. I don't know who I would start him over.
Who was it?
Trent Taylor. He's a slot receiver for the 49ers. He had a decent week last week.
Oh. Yeah, like Lucas says, I don't know who I'd start over him.
I think that was the I mean, I think, that, I think that answered the question was when Julian said who are we talking about? Because he kind of came out of nowhere last week. yeah, he's a PPR start in a very deep league, maybe. But everybody likes Goodwin on that team. I think his fantasy value is all in Goodwin and Hyde, really, right?
Yeah, I mean, they lost Garcon, so they've been really trying to find their passing game. Goodwin has kind of been that guy that has stepped in to do something, but you know, we only have one sample size game with Garoppolo. We don't really know who his guy is yet. So maybe this guy's a stash. Just, you know, maybe he develops the chemistry, but that's at most that he is right now is a stash for me.
It's a reach. It's a reach and for these times in playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, you're looking for those upside guys, right? So he's a great upside guy to put on your bench. You know, you're probably not finding anyone else on your waiver wire that you're going to play over your starting lineup unless you just have a lottery ticket, which is what this guy could be.
All right. All right, that's it for the Mixler questions. Jump back into the mail sack with Michael Hunt. See where we're at? Got a playoff bye?
Yeah, you want to read it for us? I can't find it.
I don't mind. Michael Hunt asks, got a playoff bye. Do I need to stay off the waiver wire to move up in priority? I landed Gio Bernard. Running backs are Bell and Morris. So should he just stay off this week so that his waiver wire improves, like his position improves for next week, or should he try to get somebody while he's on a bye?
The strategy that I'm always going to use is that if there's a player that I want on my team, I'm going to put a waiver in for them. I'm not going to waste my waiver just for the sake of grabbing somebody, but if there's somebody that I want, whether I'm first or 12th, I'm going to put the waiver in for them.
And
get them, no big deal.
Right, and who knows? I mean, next week you might not even – there might not be a guy you really want. And if there's a guy that you know, somewhat want now, then you go for him.
Yep. I mean, I put in for Michael Davis in several of my leagues. I got him in some and didn't in others, so
– yeah, I picked him up in a couple. But if – he looks good. You got Bernard, you got Bell, you got Morris. Where are you weak? Do you need a receiver? It all depends what you really need. If you don't really need anything, I don't see why – you should go and grab somebody.
Okay. Dio asks, half point, PPR, need to start 3. Baldwin, Shepard, Watkins, Wallace, Darqua. Need 3, half point.
I like Watkins, Shepard, and Baldwin. Who are the other two?
Darqua and Wallace. I like Shepard, Watkins, and Darqua, I think. I think the Giants are playing.
The Cowboys. I actually like the Cowboys defense this week. I don't want to rely on Shepard and Darkwa. And Baldwin has Russ. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think I like that too. Baldwin, Shepard, Watkins.
All right. Lefty 007. What's up, fellas? Should I start P. Ryan, Deion Lewis, or Matt Davis? Is that guy's name? Mike Davis at running back.
It's almost like Michael Darling.
Yeah, right. Davis. This is a flex position. So PPR flex. P. Ryan, Deion Lewis, or Mike Davis?
I am going to slightly lean P. Ryan, but Mike Davis is a close second for me. I think Mike Davis is the most talent. If they were playing anyone else other than Jacksonville, I would feel more comfortable.
Same here. Yeah, I think Davis for me as well.
Okay. All right. Cruise 60, PPR for flex, Doxson or Collins this week?
Collins. If he's in and healthy, I'm going Collins. I love Collins. He's so good.
Same here.
All right.
PPR, I can't really trust Doxson.
Yep. Okay. Mike DeBears 07. Got to choose two between Kareem Hunt, Alfred Morris, Rex Burkhead. Half point PPR. He's already got Bell, so he's locked and loaded. So he needs a second running back, Hunt, Morris, or Burkhead.
Yeah, Morris and Burkhead for me.
No, you just need
I think he said two out of those.
Yeah,
right?
You need two out of three.
So Burkhead is a for sure right now for me, especially with Gronk out. He can line up in the slot. Burkhead, and I like, if you want the upside, go with Hunt. If you want a floor, go with Morris.
All right. Got it. Here we go with the Piggly Wiggly. Who do I start for flex? 12-man. All right. We got to pick one here. We got Doug Baldwin, Mohamed Sanu, Jermaine Kearse, Corey Clement, Eckler, Jermaine Kearse again, and Richardson. Put Kearse in there twice, so I don't know what that means.
How many of these?
I need one for flex. So we got Baldwin, Sanu, Kearse, Clement, Eckler, and Richardson.
Baldwin for me.
Baldwin.
All right, that was easy. Eagles and Birdies. Yeah. He put his roster in here. Does this look good? He's leading 134 to 81 going into week 14. I don't know what any of that means, but look at his roster real quick. Do you see any changes you make, guys?
It's ESPN.
It's a two-week
deal.
Two-week playoff. Okay.
All right.
The thing is, the thing is, the first round of 2 weeks already happened to like this past weekend, but I don't know, maybe it's set up a little bit differently.
Oh, okay. I don't know. This looks like a good setup to me. I don't see any changes I would make.
Is this someone with Ingram?
It's Melvin Gordon, Jerick McKinnon, Larry Fitz, and Crabtree are the skill positions.
He sounds like he's up by like 30. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Actually, he's up by about 50.
Yeah. So what is he worried about?
I don't know.
He's good.
You're doing good, bud.
Yeah. This looks fine to me.
Yeah.
That's who I would rock. Okay. Yep. You know, Funchess would be the guy I think that I would maybe try to work in. I think I would move Mike Davis to my RB2 and put Funchess in my flex, unless it's a 3 RB.
I don't think that is a flex. I think it's an RB position.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, if it's a 3rd RB, I would keep it as is. Otherwise, I would probably put in Funchess over McKinnon.
Okay. All right, we got Garen 18, Cam Newton or Phillip Rivers this week?
Oh, I think
Philip.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's tough. It's just really tough because they've become such a running squad.
I'm going Philip Rivers, dude. They're just so hot right now. They are so good right now. So Rivers for me.
Okay. Two for Rivers. Also,
I was thinking of Breeze for a second. Sorry. Yeah, Rivers.
Okay. All right. Start two. Mark Ingram, Joe Mixon, Kenyon Drake. Let's just assume Mixon is playing. If he obviously if he doesn't play, that's easy. But if he does play, out of those three, who do you like? Two.
And Ingram, we have to worry about Ingram, so we have to assume he's playing.
Right.
I mean, if these guys are playing, I'm going with Mixon and Ingram. But I don't think Mixon is going to play, so I think it's done for you with Ingram and Drake.
Yeah, same here.
Okay. Dilly Dilly 21, Mike Davis, he's thinking about picking him up. He could drop the Rams defense or Adrian Peterson. Who did you drop?
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson is probably who I would drop as well.
Yeah, I mean, who are the Rams? Who are they playing? I mean, I know they're top. They're what, top six or ish?
Yeah, they got Philadelphia. They got Seattle. I forget who they end with.
I mean, it's just look at their schedule.
Seattle and Tennessee. I mean, the Rams get Tennessee in week 16. So I'm not going to use them 14 or 15. But I think I would like them for the championship against Tennessee.
Yeah.
So AP's out. See ya. God bless Kubera.
Yeah.
So
it depends. It depends who your other defense is, but yeah.
Well, if you're asking about AP, you're clearly loaded at running back, right? Yeah. So Mike Davis is a lot more upside for me than AP right now.
And we're not even sure AP is going to play this week. He's still got to get back from his neck injury, so
he might be done for the season. We don't even know.
It's possible.
Yeah.
God bless Kamara. Standard league. All right, so it's a position each year. We got questions. We got Stafford or McCown this week?
I think I would probably go...
I have this question. McCown, well, right now we don't know about Stafford, so it'd be McCown by default, but if Stafford's playing...
If Stafford's a go, I'm playing Stafford, right? He's playing Tampa. Marvin Jones is one of the hottest receivers in the game.
Yes.
Okay.
I forgot who they're playing, but yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Stafford's a go. He plays wide receiver two. All right, so we got Kupp, Martavis Bryant, Sammy Watkins, Goodwin, and Jordy. I picked two of them.
Did you say Gordon? Was he in there?
Goodwin.
Goodwin.
So for me, it'd be Kupp.
Did you say PPR?
No, standard league.
No, it's a standard.
Watkins and
Bryant.
Yeah.
Watkins and Bryant.
Yep.
I'd be on that one too. PPR, I think I'd be a little different, but yeah. For the flex, all right, so we got obviously those guys, plus we can throw in Eckler or Geo if Mixon is out. So do you like any of the other guys for the flex? We got Kupp, Goodwin, Jordy, Eckler, and Geo.
I mean, I like Geo.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the tight end position, he has Julius Thomas, but... a lot are available to add. So Hooper, ASJ, Croft, Anderson, Ebron, Njoku, Seals Jones, and Burton are all available. Would you start any of those guys over Julius Thomas this week?
Yeah, I think I'd start Safarian Jenkins over Julius Thomas.
I would as well. And I like Seals Jones better as also. His snap count hasn't been really high, but he's been really good. When he's out there, and when they do put him out there, it's like they're running plays for him. So,
all right. So ASJ or AS, what's his name? Wait, no, RS, ASJ or ASJ? RSJ? One of the two ASJ. SJs. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Dilly Dilly 21. I have Dak and Carr. Should I pick up Winston or McCown? I have a bye this week, but I don't know if they'll be there next week.
Standard. Let me see Carr's schedule, because I feel Carr can be a bounce back. He can be a guy that can save you, but he just hasn't been that guy. So I don't want to put I don't want to rely on him too much. He plays Dallas next week, and then Philly, and then Chargers. So I'm not really loving that. So I'd probably go McCown.
So roll with Dak, and
would you drop Carr? I think it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, I would drop Carr. I'm not happy. I would not be trusting Carr for my playoffs right now. I want more reliability and the upside. You know, he just haven't shown me what I want to see. Right?
Right.
It's not what you want to see out of a guy right at this point.
Right. And he's lucky actually because he has a bye this week. Next week Zeke comes back. Dak could end up being his starting quarterback. Following that, so. Yeah, I'd pick up McCown just as a precaution.
Okay. G-Click. Now, let's just assume health and starting on this one, because Chris Hogan, Amari Cooper, and Doug Baldwin in PPR. Let's just assume that Hogan and Cooper are playing, because we're not sure yet. So, which one of those? Hogan, Cooper, or Doug Baldwin this week, PPR?
If Hogan's in, I'm playing him. That guy was solid.
Monster. Hogan for me too.
So what would it take like for you to be comfortable with him, Lucas, starting? Would that take like what, two full practices?
Yeah, I mean, I would just want them to come out and say,
He's ready to go.
Yeah, he just looks good. You know, all systems go. Otherwise, I just can't do it.
If either of these guys is questionable, though, I think you got to go Baldwin, right?
Yeah,
you got to go with the healthy guy.
For me, I think it's going to be Cooper if he's playing. Like, if they say he's good, then Cooper. But if they still feel that he will be on a count or something, then yes, Baldwin for me.
Okay. Yeah, and Wilson 27, I'm going to have to look into this. Wilson 27 just put it on the Mixer chat. Chiefs lost another DB today as well. I know that one was
Peters.
I know he was suspended or by the team. So
yeah, Marcus Peters, yeah.
That looks good for that wide receiver if Cooper plays.
This should be a bounce back for everyone on the Raiders.
We hope so. Yeah, we hope so.
Marshawn Lynch is already good, but the other guy.
It's the one, pick two of three, standard league, 5-point bonuses for 100 yards. That's a nice bonus. Okay, so we got two of three. Thielen, Marvin Jones, and Robbie Anderson.
Okay, Thielen, Marvin Jones.
Mm-hmm. How many of these do we need?
I need two of three, standard league, 5-point bonus for 100-yard game.
Marvin Anderson? These are good receivers.
I'm going Thielen, assuming the health of Matt Stafford, he looks good to go. Marvin Jones and Thielen for me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Also, different league, standard, quarterback, who should I go with, Stafford, Carr, or Mariota?
I kind of like Mariota this week. If they come out and say Stafford good to go, you're playing Stafford. Like, if he's gripping the ball fine, he's throwing the ball fine, he's not having any issues with that, I'm going to play Stafford. Otherwise, I'm going to go with Mariota. Arizona's defense doesn't really scare me, and I'm not using Carr.
Okay.
I don't feel it yet. I want to see it. I can't trust Carr. Can't trust him.
Yeah, it's hard to do. But yeah, I think for me, the order would be Stafford, Carr, then Mariota.
Okay.
Dio asks, 6 point per touchdown, Breeze or Keenum this week? Can Breeze start scoring touchdowns? That's the question.
I think Keenum. I'm going Breeze.
It's tough.
Keenum has Carolina, but Breeze is at home. Mm-hmm. Saints, you know, they're trending right now, right? They're fighting for the best playoff seed that they can get. So there's no holding back, especially against the Falcons. That's a really big game. So yeah. I think you're going to see everything pulled out. And if Ingram's a no go, they possibly throw a little bit more. And we know that Kamara is a pass-catching back as well.
I 100% agree with that. If Ingram is out, most definitely they'll be throwing more. The only way I'd have Breeze over Keenum right now, aside from the Ingram thing, I'm going to assume Ingram plays. This has to be a high-scoring game. Matt Ryan has to be getting touchdowns too, and that is the only way I can see Breeze having a really good fantasy day. But if this ends up being a low-scoring game in a short week, then – you know, because that's possible too, and I think that's what I kind of fear. So I'm kind of leaning Keenum, but if Ingram is out, automatically I think Breeze for sure.
Okay, GHST. I don't know if that means ghost, but start two in standard. Okay, I got three wide receivers: Davante Adams, Funchess, Josh Gordon. I need two.
Davante Adams, Funchess, and Josh Gordon. Was there one more?
That's it.
No.
If Gordon's out, Gordon's out there and healthy. Mike would say start Gordon, so we'll start Gordon and Davante Adams. He's been hot, right? So those are the two I'd go with.
Yeah. Here you go, Dirty Jobs. Gordon and Funches for me.
Okay. Rip Rob Barinas, Week 15 defense. So we're looking ahead 1 week here. We got the Chargers at the Chiefs, the Broncos at the Colts, or the Falcons at the Bucks. Which defense out of those?
Probably
Chargers. Falcons maybe?
I like Falcons, I think.
Yeah, I think I like Falcons too. I was going to say, is this week 15? Because it's not week 14.
Yeah, week 15. I think he's looking to stash one for the playoffs here, so he's looking at matchups.
Yeah, Falcons.
All right.
Falcons.
Why do you try to talk yourself out of every single answer?
Because I saw Colts. I saw Colts. I was like, wait. No, I'm going back.
Okay.
Well, you can't be afraid to be wrong. Like, inevitably, you will be wrong sometimes, and so you just have to go with your gut and based on, you know, what you believe the statistics are and the logic behind the picks and how you believe the Q shoot's going to be. So if that's what you think, absolutely. You know, that's what you got to go with. So
Absolutely. For a second, it's like, you know, when your eyes mislead you, you feel like you missed something. It's just that I caught it later, and I was like, no, I'm going back. Falcons at the Bucs.
Okay. All right. In the bag, I'm looking for a tight end and flex in half point. Options are Rudolph, Steven Anderson, Greg Olsen, Crowell Hilton, Corey Coleman, and Gio Bernard. He's leaning Anderson at tight end and Bernard at the flex. Any thoughts? So out of the tight ends.
I don't dislike
Rudolph.
You're
not going with Rudolph for a tight end?
I mean, Anders, I don't know. How much do you really believe in Rudolph? He's had...
Dude, it's the Christmas season.
you could convince me. I could go against the reindeer, or go with the reindeer here. we can do the reindeer. I mean, Case Keenum's been looking good. Rudolph just hasn't looked that good to me, but he does have three touchdowns in the last 2 weeks.
It's just he's quietly doing it. He's getting the touchdowns. He's not getting the yards, right? He'll have like 5 for 30 or 5 catches for 40 yards and a touchdown. But he's producing. Rudolph, that offense is producing. So it'd be Rudolph over those other two for me.
Okay, and then the flex question. So it was Crowell. Any of those? I guess you could throw Anderson in there too. So Crowell, Hilton, Corey Coleman, or Bernard. You could put Anderson in there too, I suppose, for a flex. Who do you like in the flex? He's got Bernard right now.
Obviously, assuming Mixon being out, I think that even though this isn't my favorite person in a flex, I'm probably going to lean Hilton. I like the upside. I like, you know, with my – see, I play a little bit different, though, and especially in the playoffs. And if you're going against a team that's a very high-scoring team, with my flex position, I want that guy who can just go nuts, that 40-point ceiling.
Yeah. Actually starting Hilton this week, too, for that reason, because I'm really weak right now, and I'm facing a good team. And I'm felt the same way, Lucas. I'm starting him this week. Doesn't feel good, but I'm looking for it. I'm looking for the upside. Alrighty.
Bernard, if Mixon doesn't play, and I don't like it that much, but I'll say Hilton, I guess, if Mixon ends up playing.
Alrighty. Raz Attack Kamara slotted in already. Need one more running back. So he's got Jamal Williams, McKinnon, or Drake.
It would be Jamal Williams because he's been producing. Yeah. Drake and then McKinnon for me is the order.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, which defense?
And then it says which defense.
Yeah, Buffalo or Cincinnati this week. So Buffalo at the against the Colts. Cincinnati plays – who the hell is Cincinnati?
I think the Bills. They should be able to force at least one or two turnovers against the Colts.
I'm just not. I don't like the defense. I'm playing Cincinnati's defense.
Cincinnati. Oh, they got Chicago. Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
I expect a decent game from Howard, but I don't. I just never expect. Like, I don't think. Oh, the Bears are there. Man, they're going to put up 40 points on me. No, they're like a 28 point team top. So, like, what is the least that can take your points for your defense down to? So that's what I look at.
Right. Okay. Another tight end question. This is the same guy, Raz Attack. Braid or Henry for the tight end this week?
Henry.
Okay, and then we need a flex here. We got Tevin Coleman, Mike Davis, Sammy Watkins, or you can get Chris Hogan off the waivers. So let's assume Chris Hogan plays this week. So we got Coleman, Davis, Watkins, or Hogan for a flex.
I mean, Hogan if he's playing. Otherwise, I'm probably going Watkins.
And the Rams have who again? I think the
Philly.
Yeah. Watkins. If Hogan's playing, then Hogan. But
okay.
Yeah.
DMC 2, we got his roster here. Let's see. If Tyrod is out, who should he pick up and start this week? Andy Dalton, Carr, or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Probably Carr. This is one of those rare instances that you're going to hear me say Carr, if that really is your best, the best thing you got.
Yeah, I'm with Carr too. Yeah, the only, you know, the good thing about Carr is he's playing a pretty vulnerable defense, so okay. It's the only thing going for him.
And if Ingram is out, pick two running backs and flex. His team is above, so he's already got Latavius Murray in there. If he has to drop out Mark Ingram, let's see, he's got Alfred Morris, Jerick McKinnon, Frank Gore, and that's it for running back position. So who do you like there?
Morris is my favorite, and I would probably rank them Morris, McKinnon, Gore.
Wait, he has Morris here? He doesn't have Morris here. I don't see Morris here.
Oh, he's on the bench.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see him. Yeah, I would do Morris too. Yep.
Okay, I don't see a flex position. I guess that's where he's got AJ Green. I wouldn't mess with your wide receivers in flex right now, dude. That looks pretty solid.
Yeah, Morris is the only one that I would sub in there, and it would be for Mark Ingram.
Yeah, I agree.
And I might, even if Ingram is playing, I might put Morris in there. The Giants, they're just terrible. And Morris is getting the rock. That O-line is finally doing Dallas-like things.
Yeah, I would probably take out Hopkins and keep AJ Green and Hill and put in Morris with Ingram.
You would take out DeAndre Hopkins against San Francisco?
Yeah, nope. Actually, Savage has been doing pretty all right. So you're saying you'll take AJ Green out against Chicago?
No.
We're sitting Ingram out. We would sit Ingram to put Morris.
Leave the wide receivers alone. They're fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let those boys ball and give Ingram a week to rest. Short week, injured toe. Even if he's playing, Kamara is really the guy there. I mean, Ingram, he's been all right. As of late, that's no doubt. But Morris is coming on strong. Giants suck.
Okay. Wilson 27. I need to start one. Darqua, McKinnon, Bernard, Standard.
Bernard, if Mixon doesn't play. Yeah.
Yep.
And if Mixon does play, it'd be probably Darqua for me.
Yeah, I'd flip a coin between Darko and McKinnon.
It's close. And then Jimmy G or golf? It's gonna be golf.
Yeah, golf for sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right, G Click. Thanks for tuning in, buddy. Is Tevin Coleman or Alex Collins a better start in half PPR?
Alex Collins, if he's healthy, like if he's good to go, monitor it. But for sure, Collins.
Yep.
Okay. All I do is win 76. PPR, need three. We got Hunt, Jamal Williams, Barber, Morris, and Drake. That's a nice choice.
Sitting Barber, playing Morris, playing Hunt, playing Jamal Williams.
Yep.
So, sitting Barber and Drake. Okay.
Yep.
In the bag. Three more. In the bag. If Stafford starts, do you roll out Tate or try Hilton or Corey Coleman in the half point? You gotta roll out Tate, right? If Stafford's starting, how could you not?
Yeah, it's against the Bucks. I mean, they've allowed like a lot of points to the receiver, so I'm starting Tate
over Hilton and Coleman. I think that's a simple one, right, Lucas? You agree?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sleeper Nation asks, full point PPR. If Ertz is out, do I go with Olsen, Hunter Henry, Njoku, RSJ, or Trey Burton? Please help. Must win. All caps.
probably Hunter Henry for me.
Yeah, I think Hunter Henry for me as well. Hunter Henry over Burton is the question. But in PPR though, I guess PPR I might do Henry. Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, if this is must win, go ahead and go into the next one. I'm gonna look up, and then if I think it's anything different, I'll say. But I think Henry's the man.
I got one more here from Sleeperbot. We got all I do is win. PPR need one: Crowell, Mike Davis, or Barber.
Mike Davis.
Davis.
Davis. Okay, I got a few from Fantasy Life App too here. Mr. Mooster 23. Okay, so he's got Marquise Lee.
Pulling
Hill. Huh?
Pulling overtime.
Overtime,
pulling some overtime here.
Yeah, a little bit of overtime. Yeah. Marquise Lee, Hilton, or Doxson, week 14, half-point PPR?
Hilton.
Hilton. I guess Hilton. Doxson would be next in that order, but yeah, Hilton.
Okay. Let's see. For waivers, Invaders 40. For waivers, should I get Goodwin, Marquise Lee, or Curse as my wide receiver 2
Curse.
In flex?
Curse.
In the playoffs, I should say. Curse. Or Stills. He added that. Stills.
I still rather have Curse.
Is it PPR? I mean, yeah, I think yeah, Curse. Yeah. Still for me, too.
Okay. Alex Smith or Rivers this week? H. Hope wants to know.
I like them both. Like them both quite a bit. Coming off that, yeah. You know, Smith is coming off the big game. They are playing Oakland. They're at home. Oakland's been pretty depleted.
Yeah. I like Alex Smith.
This is tough. This is tough for me. Actually, I'm going Rivers. Keenan Allen is just – I know Tyreek Hill's good, but gosh, that team – man, they are just so on fire right now. They are so on fire. Like both of these. They're both in my top five this week, but I'm going with Rivers because I think he is the better he's the better passer of the two.
Okay. Wrath of Doom. Baldwin has been struggling lately. I'm wondering, should I start Curse over him entering the playoffs – against the number one ranked team PPR. So would you start
right
Curse
now
over
this
Baldwin?
Week? Yes, because just really? Because of who Seattle plays, they play Jacksonville, and they have not been treating offenses well. So, I mean, I'd start Curse for the floor.
Yeah, it's tough for me. I do think that Curse has a better floor.
Yeah, that's I think that's really what I'm aiming for, the better floor.
Yeah, it's very tough for me to ever sit Baldwin just because he's very capable of a 30-point game even against Jacksonville.
All right.
Man.
What do you say?
I have Baldwin in the league, I think, I'm benching him, but I have some depth, so.
Yeah, I think if it were – I want to say to play Curse because he's been hotter, so that's probably the smarter choice. If it were my team going into the playoffs, I don't know that I would be able to trust Curse over Baldwin. I think I would still play Baldwin for my own team just because I don't think I would have the stones to sit him.
I also would not have the stones to sit Doug Baldwin, especially with the way Wilson is playing right now. I don't see McCown doing a Russell Wilson impression if he gets – you know, if he gets a lot of pressure. PD4479. Screwed at wide receiver, Juju suspension. Have Evans, Sanders, Richardson. Should I pick up LaFell, Galladay, or Trent Taylor? It's PPR league.
I mean, those are his wide receivers. The first three are his wide receivers that he has, or what he's deciding
no,
for
that's
like
what
a
he
flex.
Has. Evans, Sanders, and Richardson. So he needs to add somebody. LaFell, Galladay, or Trent Taylor?
It's really a toss-up.
I mean, yeah. Trent Taylor is the add to stash, but I'm not playing. You know, Galladay could
the sneaky like any of the if you're looking for a dart throw, Galladay. But you know, it's tough. It's tough to start any of those guys.
Yeah,
I think Trent Taylor would be my stash.
I think so too. It'd be hard to start, but. Yeah, let's start him. And Juju's going to be back next week. It's only one game suspension. Bad Wolf, should I drop Demaryius Thomas or Cooper Kupp to pick up Stills, Curse, Rishard Matthews, or Goodwin? I would say no to both, but what do you think?
Who is he dropping? Kupp or DT?
Yeah, DT or Cooper Kupp.
For who?
Stills, Curse, Rishard Matthews, or Goodwin?
I wonder who else he has. Curse and DT are very close.
Yeah, Curse and DT are very close. I just hate the quarterback situation in Denver.
No, I think I would hold tight.
Yeah.
I think I would hold tight. But if you have anyone else that's droppable, I would get Curse on your team.
Okay. Same here, yeah.
All right. Fantasy Lives, or maybe Fantasy Lives. Mike Wallace or Stephon Diggs, rest of season standard.
Stephon Diggs.
Diggs.
Okay.
It's not a terrible question, though, but I still think Diggs.
Yeah, just better quarterback play. Gazzy Fresh. Have Engram and Olsen. Drop Olsen for Aaron Jones? PPR. Trying to block his opponent from picking him up. Or is Olsen too valuable? If you have Evan Engram, would you drop Olsen to block your opponent?
I don't think so, just because I don't want... I think that it's much more likely that someone had, you know, is in need of a tight end, and that would really help them as opposed to needing. I just don't see Aaron Jones really having that much value as long as Williams is healthy. Like he, you know, okay, so he gets some touches, but who really gets the red zone work? I mean, Jamal Williams has looked good in the red zone, so I don't know. I don't personally think that Aaron Jones is going to get the red zone work, and I don't think that he'll be very valuable splitting touches between the 20s and then not getting in the end zone.
Same here.
Okay. Damn it. We had a call, Mike, too, but he disappeared on us there. I know it was Curtis also. I know his number now.
Well, I bet if there's one thing I can bet, I bet you he's calling back.
I hope so. Here's somebody. I don't know if it's Curtis, but let's put them through. Let's see.
It's always either us or Curtis that has some type of bad connection.
All right. Who's the first caller you're on? What's your name?
It's Curtis.
My name's Chris.
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 Oh, what's going on, Chris?
How y'all doing? I just wanted to say, first of all, thank y'all. Guiding me through the season, I clinched a bye week. So my question is actually for week 15 and 16.
Okay.
So my quarterback situation, y'all have heard me talk about on y'all's show, is Tyrod and Stafford. And with Tyrod doing his thing the last couple weeks, it's sketchy. And then Stafford with the hand injury, kind of worried about that.
Right.
Now, I did pick up Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if I'd use him, but just to keep him away from someone else. But on week 15 and 16, there's players out in the waiver wire like Garoppolo, McCown, Manning, Dalton, and Kaiser. Do y'all recommend any of those
in 15 and 16? I mean, the only one that's McCown. Bringing any attention is McCown. Yeah, the only one that's bringing any attention is McCown. I mean, in 15, he has New Orleans, which is not a sexy matchup at all. Then he has the Chargers. I guess it gets a little bit easier, but they have good pass rushers as well. But I think Stafford should be okay by that time. I mean, he's having a limited practice, or he had one today. Tyrod, I guess, is a little shaky, but at least it's a more clear picture for Stafford. What do you think, Lucas?
I'm not too nervous about Stafford. I listened to an interview earlier today that he said things were progressing nicely. He expects to be out there playing fine, and that was for this week. Stafford has Chicago in week 15 and then Cincinnati in week 16. Both are pretty favorable matchups. Mm-hmm. I do like McCown in week 15. They're in New Orleans, so weather won't be an issue there. The New Orleans secondary has kind of been depleted recently, so they actually have been able to be thrown on. Scare me for the pass, but go ahead.
Okay, so you're saying, like, pick up McCown? Maybe, I mean, because I'm in a keeper league, so I was holding on to Watson, but, I mean, I have Kamara, so I can drop Watson because that's who I'm going to end up keeping. So
is it just a single keeper?
Yeah, it's just a single keeper.
Yeah, I mean, you could drop him, but sometimes you want to play defense as well because maybe someone else picks him up and keeps him. And it sounds like you already have Tyrod and
Stafford.
And Stafford on your team. So if you were going to pick up anyone else, I would probably just drop Tyrod. He does have a decent playoff schedule going forward. He just hasn't looked good. They put Jordan Matthews on IR. He hasn't really shown chemistry with Kelvin Benjamin. I mean, there's just nothing really sexy there, right?
No.
So
I agree.
I'd probably pick up McCown and rock McCown and Stafford and then just see how things are playing out. But I think that you're going to be using Stafford for your 2 weeks, 15 and 16.
And then one more question I have. My defenses are the Lions and the Chargers. Do you think those will be okay week 15 and 16 as well?
Well, the Lions got Chicago in 15, and then they're gonna see Andy Dalton and AJ Green and at Cincinnati. So I mean, week 15 they should be fine. And who's the other team?
The Chargers.
They have Kansas City and the Jets. Both are road games. But the Chargers have been putting up points. Their defense is clicking at the right time. That team is coming to play. The playoffs are not out of reach for that team. They are clicking on all cylinders. They only let Dallas put up 6 against them, and then obviously Cleveland isn't that great of a team, but they held Cleveland to 10 points. So they're getting turnovers. They're holding teams to you know, to pretty small amount of points. I mean, Oakland to 16, Denver to zero, if I'm reading that right. New England only put up 19 against them. Jacksonville put up 20, and Buffalo actually put up the most with 24. But in that game, they won 54-24. So usually when teams are that far ahead, they kind of let up.
I think you can use the Lions for 15, and then you go and use the Chargers for 16 against the Jets. That, I mean, if it was me, I think.
Okay, well, what do you think if I pick up the Bears to play Week 16 against Cleveland?
Oh, that's another idea, too.
You could do that, but if Josh Gordon starts getting hot and Njoku's kind of been
getting hot,
tight end, I'm not sure that I really want to play a team that has nothing to lose, right? And Chicago hadn't looked that great. I think you go with the hot team in San Diego, and I think that you, you know, and Detroit, I know Detroit had a bad game. They did have a bad game that burnt some people. They didn't have that hot of a game against Minnesota, who's been clicking. So for me, Los Angeles, the Chargers are one of the hottest defenses right now.
Yeah, I played the Chargers last week.
So
yeah,
that's
my last week.
You know, and you have one more week of data coming up here, right? You have this bye week, so you
get
to kind of and watch how these two defenses look. And if Detroit has another bad week on defense, you know, maybe you do just drop them and hold on to the Chargers and just see what else is available. But I like the Chargers right now. They're playing solid defense, and they're not letting anyone move the ball on them.
Agreed.
Awesome. Cool. Well, I'll drop Tyrod and pick up McCown and then rock the defenses in.
Yeah, man. That sounds like a good idea.
All right. Thanks for all the advice.
All right.
See you later.
Later.
All right. Now, listen, guys. We got a couple of – I think it was Curtis calling in while that guy was on. So what we're going to do, we're the only fantasy football podcast that does this. We're going to call you back. Let's try to get Curtis on the line because we feel bad. We missed your call. So let's see if we can get
it. Please leave your message for –
We only call Curtis.
Oh, man.
Curtis Williams.
Let's leave a message.
We can leave a message.
Yeah.
We can leave a message.
Curtis, this is SleeperWire Show. Hey. We missed your call, buddy. Listen, when you get this message, give us a ring. 909-713-7030, all right? We really look forward to hearing how you did this season. So we're on live right now. Call in. All right. Bye-bye.
Hurry up.
All right. He'll call back. He'll get that message.
He'll call back. I'm not worried.
No, we're good.
All right.
Oh, wait, here he is. Here he is. You probably didn't listen to the message. Hello, who's this?
Hello,
who's this?
It is Curtis, man. It is Curtis.
What's up, Curtis?
What's up, man? What's up, man? Hey, thank you. I appreciate the call back, man. I appreciate that, man.
No problem. Only at Sleeper Hour, right?
Hey. That's why you got the best. That's why you're the best.
What's your question?
All right, guys. Well, it's week 13. It's an 8-man league. I'm not this week is not the playoffs, but I'm playing against my friend, and I want to make sure I whoop his ass because if I beat him, he don't make the playoffs.
Okay, so there you go.
It's more of a setup now.
A pride thing, yeah.
Yes, it's a pride thing. Yeah, because last year he beat me in the championship. Last year, and I lost to him, and now his team.
Yeah,
his team is on the out. He's looking in.
All right, yeah. So we gotta put him down while he's down. We just gotta end it.
Exactly.
All right. Cool.
All right, guys. I have like three questions. First question is, this man has been a stud. The man has been a stud for me. Well, I'm looking at Russell Wilson against Jacksonville, man, and I'm not liking it at all, man.
No.
I mean, the option on the waiver wire. I have Jameis Winston on the waiver wire. Should I pick him up?
Look, I know it's tough. I know it's not the best matchup for old Wilson, but you can't bench Russell Wilson right now, right?
I don't think I can do it over Winston either.
Now, Winston, you know, they're playing Detroit. They have not been clicking. Doug Martin's supposed to be back, so now they're dealing with a split backfield, not getting anyone really going with the touches. Winston has been off. He has not been very reliable since the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson gives you a floor, right? He gives you a nice floor with his running right now. So even on Wilson's worst game – he's going to get you like 14, 15 points.
Yeah, no, look, Lucas, we really honestly don't even have to spend too much time. This guy doesn't even need the win. He just wants the win. He doesn't even need it. But, man, look, go with Wilson, all right, over Winston, and because of what Lucas said, he has the better floor. That's all you need.
He hasn't put up a game. He had a week six bye. He has not put up a game under 20 points since his bye. So
no, because I feel you're saying, because I got Winston and all. I have Winston in all nine of my leagues. So
yep.
so it's in other leagues. I'm in a position where like damn, do I actually play him or do I go somebody else? So but I appreciate that right now. The second part is my defense is weak. My defense for the playoffs. I have the Chargers and I have the Eagles. I like the Eagles for week 15 and 16 because they play against the Giants and I think somebody else.
Oakland.
15 and 16 is Giants. Yeah.
And for this week, I'm thinking about going with the Chargers because they play against Washington.
We were just talking about the Chargers defense and they're rocking it right now. I don't think there's a wrong answer here. I mean, I think Lucas would probably say rock the Chargers. I'm sure.
Yeah, I would, because Philly's playing the Rams, right? And the Rams, they're not a joke either. So Philly is that defense that could come out and shut down anyone except for Russell Wilson, I guess. But they had some help from the refs. We're not going to really get into that. But Philly could come out and shut down Jared Goff and Todd Gurley.
Oh no! Well, he's asking for 15. He's asking for 15. They play the Giants.
Well, yeah, week 15 for sure. You're going to play Philadelphia, but the Chargers are playing Washington this week. So I think that I would use the Chargers this week against your friend, and then I would rock Philly to a ship.
All right, guys. And my very last question is. I heard you talking earlier about Kareem Hunt. You feel that this gonna be the week. He could possibly be back on track. I mean, everybody been telling me this for weeks, man. It starts like a broken record. I mean, I feel the same way too, guys. Against Oakland, and Oakland is like they have a really bad run defense. So I'm looking at Oakland, and then I'm looking at Fournette, and then I'm looking at Kenny Drake.
So wait, so how many of these do you need?
I need one.
Yeah. Anyway, it's Fournette.
Fournette.
So Fournette against.
They play
against
Seattle.
They play against Seahawks, and the Seahawks got a monster run defense right now. They have been clicking.
They do. They have a great line in Seattle.
I'm not worried about
it. I don't think we should be too worried about it.
Fournette, Fournette put up. He put up 100 yards against Houston in Houston week one. And that's when they had everybody. That's when they had Watt. That's when they had – they had everybody that week. And then he put up numbers against Tennessee and Baltimore and the Jets and Pittsburgh and the Rams. Like, before Fournette got hurt, the dude was putting up points on everybody. So – and they're at home too. The Jags are at home. I'm just not benching Fournette right now. Who else do you have? Out of curiosity.
Well, it's
he's a Kareem Hunt.
My flex is Fournette, Kareem Hunt, and Kenyon Drake. My other running backs and my starters is Bell and Kamara.
You're good. Yeah, that's a pretty great problem to have. Yeah. If you want the upside play, I'd go with Kareem Hunt. I think he has a higher ceiling for this particular game, but he's going to have a lower floor. So. Hunt could get you anywhere from 5 to 30 points this game, and I think Fournette's probably going to have more of like a 12-15-point game. So.
Yeah, agreed.
I got you.
Yeah, like you said, it's a good problem to have. I would probably do Fournette just because I know that team will be relying on him that much.
All right, guys. I appreciate the help as always, and I'm keep on listening.
You're the man.
Yeah, you're the man.
All right, man. Thank you, man. Thank you.
I'll let everybody know you called.
All right, guys.
Later.
See ya.
All right. What a call. I just want to remind everybody listening, if you do try to call in and I don't get a chance to answer, it's because we're on the line. We only have one line. So when there's nobody on the show, right, like a caller, That's when the lines open. And I totally forgot the beginning of the show. We're doing it. We're giving away a signed, autographed, certified Michael Crabtree jersey, guys. If you like the show, you listen to the show, all you got to do, enter a raffle to win this autographed Michael Crabtree jersey. Just leave us a review wherever you listen to the show, a nice review, and take a screenshot of it and email it to us at sleeperwire@gmail.com. All right, we got another call here. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Hi, this is Chase.
Chase.
Hey, what's going on, Chase?
Hey, yeah, shout out. Y'all keep getting me to the next week, so many props.
I love to hear it.
Yeah, so I'm in a bunch of leagues, but really you got those two that you care about the most.
Yes, yep. Yes,
so
yes.
I got a few questions. I'm kind of the third seed right now, and I'm playing against Kamara and Gurley and really stressing out about it. But
wow.
Yeah, I know. I beat the guy a few weeks ago, and when Kamara had like 36 points as a half-point PPR, I was able to beat him by 9 points because Crab got suspended. So
yeah,
I don't know if I'm going to get that lucky this week.
Hope so.
So kind of what I'm struggling with, got Rivers as my quarterback, life's grand there. Running backs, I'm a little shaky. I've been on the DeMarco Murray roller coaster. DeMarco, Derrick Henry, Samaje Perine, and Kenyon Drake. Right now, currently, I'm rolling with Perine and Drake. Also picked up Mike Davis, but obviously that's not the best matchup this week. Would y'all stick with Perine and Kenyon?
Yes, but if you really had to second guess, I might put in Mike Davis in there over Drake, just because Williams might be back.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a possibility, and I actually like those two as well. And I love Michael Davis. I think he is really underrated. He runs
great.
So hard.
He does.
Man, I feel like corners and safeties, when he gets into the secondary, I feel like they're afraid to hit him because he looks for contact. You know,
he lowers the hammer.
He reminds me of a Marshawn Lynch that can get.
Yes, I was just about to say that.
And so I don't know that this is necessarily the week that you bust him out against Jacksonville. But if you know, you make it through this week, and then if he does anything halfway decent, I think this guy has a lot of potential, and I think he is that guy that people may be talking about that won them championships.
Same here.
Legitimate possibility. But Drake has been looking good, and Samaje Perine has been doing his thing. So
I do have the Chargers defense, so I mean, I'm kind of playing against each other there, but those are pretty much, I mean, outside of DeMarco Murray, which I really don't want to play in this week.
They're playing at Arizona. So
it's very hard to trust DeMarco in playoff time, too. I don't know if I'd be starting him anytime soon.
So if Williams is out, stick with Drake. If Williams ends up coming back, maybe contemplate putting in Mike Davis.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, and Jacksonville's, they're a lot better against the corners. They're not as great on the scrimmage line. And I think, you know, he'll find some holes in there, especially with Russell Wilson, too. Those two together, they'll find holes. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. What I'm going to say is with Mike Davis, his usage is going way up, and he is by far the most used. And because of the fact that he is able to catch, I don't think that game script will affect his usage. I think that he's going to get 15 touches. And so I think you have a base. If he doesn't get in the end zone, I think he's going to get you 70 to 80 yards. And then if he does happen to get in the end zone, you know, you're looking at a really solid day for Mike Davis. And I think that he's the best player out of all of those that you currently have. So I'm a little bit of that wait and see just for to see more of his usage. Like if he had an easier defense, I would for sure rock him. But you know, is that where you are, Julian?
Yeah, and it also helps when you have a team that could also get to the red zone in the air. So that doesn't happen too often with Miami, and it happens a lot more often with Seattle. The only thing I do worry about though in the red zone is that they love throwing it to Graham right now. So, but at least at least they are a team that doesn't rely on the run that much, and they can still get in the red zone, and then that could be another opportunity for Davis.
Yep.
Okay. All right. On to receivers. I'm still on the dumpster fire of Mike Evans. I assume we just keep rolling. I'm pretty good on receivers. I have quite a few. Mike Evans, Keenan Allen, that's an obvious. I have Josh Gordon currently in my flex. I also have Muhammad Sanu, and I picked up a Goodwin.
Okay.
So you and who you decided? Mike Evans stay in the Flames.
Over Goodwin?
Currently right now, my receivers in flex, I have Mike Evans, Keenan Allen, and Josh Gordon.
Okay. So over Goodwin.
But I have you think we're good there? I have on my bench Muhammad Sanu and Goodwin.
I'm not ready to just completely throw. I mean, Evans is clearly you know, just far and away more talented. You know, they're playing Detroit, which they've been, you know, so-so against the pass as of late. You know, Case Keenum was able to throw all over him. Gosh, it is just really tough to trust Mike Evans right now.
It is.
Frustrating. Well, that's the thing. It's frustrating. The flex is wide open, so I could, if I wanted to roll the dice on Josh Gordon being my number two, Keenan Allen being my number one, I could throw Mike Davis in the flex and roll the dice.
I think I would probably do that. I would go with the guaranteed touches.
Yeah, I think I would do that too.
Yeah, so, okay. All right. That's what I was contemplating. That's why I want to call you guys. okay. All right. So go Keenan Allen, Josh Gordon, put Mike Davis.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's probably what I would do if it were my team, just because you need more of the floor, and Evans right now, his floor is just so low. Like
it's terrible.
He's kind of like Julio in my mind, right? He has that potential that any given week he could just go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
What makes me think that it's going to be this week? Well, nothing really. So
especially and Detroit's, you know, they're pretty good on defense. They've been doing pretty well, and they're going to rush Winston. Who knows? Winston could get hurt again. You know, we'll pray that doesn't happen. But you know, the possibilities of him having a great game, have two touchdowns, and blow up is pretty low.
Okay. All right. This one's a quick one. Jack Doyle or Hunter Henry.
I think Henry is dealing with some sort of injury, right? He's questionable.
He did practice, though. I mean, he practiced.
Yeah, he didn't actually have an injury designation, but he should be okay.
I think I would choose Henry.
Yeah, Doyle's been sneaky good.
He has.
Doyle has seen 82 targets so far, and Henry has seen 53. Doyle's actually had more receptions than Henry has had targets this season. So, I'm going Henry. That offense is too hot right now. Doyle has a decent matchup at Buffalo, but I'm going Hunter Henry as long as they say that he's good to go.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about season long with the targets and the receptions. Yes, but they are looking at him as of late. You know, in the past like 2 weeks, I think he's had, you know, over almost 20 looks. Yeah, since Mike Williams went down, he's had about 14, 15 targets. So in the past 2 weeks, so they're looking his way.
Okay. A few other questions, if y'all have the time.
Sure.
Just running backs. This is another league. I'm number one in this league. We got one more to get into till playoffs. It's just 10-person league, half point PPR. I've had some running back woos here as well. Jordan Howard as of late. I have him right now on my bench. I'm leaning toward Frank Gore and Alfred Morris. I have Darkwa and Howard on my bench.
Yeah, I can't. I would prefer Howard over Gore personally.
Okay.
Let me see. Let's just look up a few things real quick. Julian, who are you saying?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, no, I understand the frustration from Howard. And I did recommend him, I think, maybe the past week or so, just because he should be the workhorse that he's been, you know, and he hasn't been producing the way we all think he is or should be. And so I understand 100% of this frustration. Gore is also just another one to that's a little bit hard to trust. He just has that steady floor, though. He just has a steady floor.
He really does.
of 60, 70 yards. And if that's all you're looking for, and a lot of times that is what we're looking for the playoffs, I totally get it, and I wouldn't be mad at that for that. Yeah.
Okay. So Alfred Morris, thanks, pretty safe play.
Yeah, I think Alfred Morris definitely. Yep.
Yep. I'd go Morris and Howard here for sure.
Okay, that's what I'll do. Robbie Anderson, thanks. A tougher matchup, but still Denver. Probably stay in the Flames with him.
I would ride him if they're, you know, players are hot. Ride him. Yeah.
Okay. I'm rolling with Larry Sitz. I also have Gronk. I picked up Julius Thomas. Couldn't get to Cameron Bray. Would you go Julius Thomas or that Anderson guy out of Houston? I can't remember his first name.
Steven, I think.
I'd go Anderson if it were me. Tom Savage seems to really like him. He had 12 targets last game. Another name I'm going to throw out there for this week is if Ertz does not play, I like Burton.
Yeah, he definitely saw a huge uptick. Go.
And you said you have Bray as well?
No, I tried to get him. Someone sharked him from me.
Oh, okay. Bray,
who I was rolling with.
Because that's exactly who I was going to say. But okay, all right.
Yeah. Okay, so that wraps that one up. Would you roll with Alshon Jeffrey against L.A., or would you maybe throw in Amari Cooper?
I like Alshon. Amari Cooper's still in concussion protocol, and he's also dealing with an ankle thing. Carson Wentz is far superior to Derek Carr, and I'll take a healthy Alshon over whatever the heck Amari Cooper's dealing with.
Cooper did clear it today. He cleared protocol today. Okay. But
I think he's still dealing with an ankle, though. I'm not sure.
He's probably still dealing with an ankle. I remember they said something like that yesterday. So I'm sure it's come on over to today, but yeah, I like Alshon too. The Eagles offense has just been, you know, wrecking it. You know, obviously aside from last week, they weren't as productive, but they're still going to be the same high powered offense.
Okay. Actually, I'm looking at my wife's team right now. She's fighting to get into the playoffs. She listened to me and picked up Mike Davis, so she's got him too. Would you do Alshon? I might be able to sneak him into the flex. Would you do Alshon Jeffrey over Marvin Jones if Stafford's out?
No,
seems pretty logical. Marvin Jones.
Man, Marvin Jones is the only guy that I know of this season that tore up Rhodes. Like, he had coverage from Rhodes, and he tore Rhodes apart. Rhodes shut. Yeah. Julio Jones, you know, he was shadowing Julio for about 75% of his routes last week, and Julio was at, what, 30 yards, 40 yards?
Yeah.
Man, Marvin Jones, and I think Stafford plays, honestly. So.
Okay.
Yeah, Stafford's a tough dude. And they're playing Tampa Bay, who's giving up, like, the most wide receiver fantasy points. So I'm locking him in.
Okay. So she pretty much has Larry Fitz, Marvin Jones, and Alshon Jeffrey in her flex. She's rolling with Kareem Hunt and P. Ryan. And Mike Davis is on the bench, hopefully, for next week.
Yeah, her team.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully. Go. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Well, thank y'all for your time. I really appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thanks for calling, and good luck.
I'll keep listening. I appreciate it.
Yep. See ya.
All right. We did have somebody trying to call in. M-Toy, you.
We should probably limit the minutes on these guys now.
Try back. Well, I've got a few from Mixler that I want to run through real quick. Just a couple real quick ones here, and then we'll jump back into the sack. So I got Wilson 27 wants to know, start Keenum or Roethlisberger this week?
Keenum or Roethlisberger?
Yeah.
I like Keenum, although he is playing Carolina, but I still do like Kareem's chances just to produce, just because Carolina are a lot more good on the run, and you know, if they do continue to stop the run and they stop McKinnon and Murray, you're going to see a lot of throwing from Keenum. So I think should be a good one for Keenum, and he's hot. Roethlisberger has also been hot, but I think Keenum is just a safer floor. What do you think, Lucas?
Yeah, you know, I like that Keenum's been able to run. Man, Ben Roethlisberger is just hot right now, though.
He is.
20, he 25, is. 21, 32, 35, 19 against yep. Cincy, but that was a large part in deal to Le'Veon just having such a big game.
It's a good problem to have,
I think. Yeah, I mean, Baltimore defense doesn't scare me right now. Pittsburgh's playing at home. Doesn't look like it's going to be terrible weather. I'm going to lean Roethlisberger, but I like both.
Yeah, I like both. I think I'm leaning Keenum just because it's not as tough as Baltimore's defense. It's Carolina.
Yeah, yep.
Okay. At Carolina, too. I think I might still lean Keenum.
Okay.
But it's still not a bad
answer. Okay. Enough. Yeah. Stop trying to talk yourself out of it. We have a caller.
I'm like Hoos. Like Hoos right now.
Caller, you're on. What's your name?
Hey, I'm Justin. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good. Happy week 14. Thanks, guys, for all your help. I'm in the playoffs in all my leagues. Couldn't have done it without you.
Hey. All right.
Love hearing that.
So I have a couple quick questions. I'll keep them brief because I know you got a lot of playoff people out there chomping at the bit to get to you. In PPR, I got a handful of people. I'm having trouble sorting out which two I would start. I got Hunt, Freeman, Burkhead, Pirine, and Goodwin. Hunt, Freeman, Burkhead, Pirine, and Goodwin. So which two would you guys roll out of those?
Ooh, okay.
Two.
For me, it's Burkhead. And, that's tough.
Who was it? It was
Hunt, Freeman.
Hunt.
Yeah, I think Freeman.
Yeah, Hunt, Freeman.
I think Freeman and Burkhead. Yeah. I think Freeman and Burkhead for me.
Burkhead is a for sure for me right now.
Yeah.
Freeman has New Orleans.
Yep.
I think I'm going Freeman here.
Okay.
And then he.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Burkhead was a pretty good lock for me.
Yeah, he's just Burkhead. He's hot. Yeah, Burkhead is hot right now.
Yeah, these other names, they're good, but they just haven't really been producing. You know, what you want, particularly. Yeah. I mean, you've heard a ton about that.
Totally understand. Fantasy, man.
Yeah. And another question I had, it kind of piggybacks on the last call of tight ends. In a couple leagues, I got one. I have Doyle, who's been doing fine. Another one I have, SJ, who somehow I've managed to survive despite his last production. But... I was really looking at Anderson from San Francisco and Trey Burton this week. Do you guys think that either of those would be a good flyer over ASJ this week?
Anderson from Houston, you mean?
Against Denver. I'm sorry, from Houston. He plays San Francisco. That's what I was looking at.
Yes. And the other guy? Who was the other guy?
Trey Burton, Ertz villain.
If Ertz is out, I'm going to lean Burton because Wentz is just so hot, and Burton just seems like a clone, like a 85% clone of Ertz. Yeah. And so he looks pretty good. ASJ, even though I like McCown, and I would go Burton over, but the Jets at Denver, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Denver gives up points.
Oh, yeah.
To the tight end. So ASJ is probably a decent play here. I like either of those, honestly. Yeah. They're both tight end ones.
You think Doyle, you'd roll over either of those, though, this week?
I think Doyle would be okay, but I don't know if I would put him in there over these guys. Denver, these guys, when teams are playing Denver, they are strategizing for the tight end just because they know that they're vulnerable in that area. And so because of that, I know they will be probably relying on Austin Sfair and Jenkins. And then Burton, like Lucas was saying, is if Ertz is out, then I might be Burton over Safarian, but it's close.
Cool. You know, I like all of these. I do. I like them all within, within a few spots of each other. But Doyle, man, I just feel like you got to rock Doyle. Doyle's gonna sit down for me. I'm going ASJ against Denver. I just like playing tight ends against Denver.
Yeah,
it hasn't failed me.
Yeah, and just when you think Denver's gonna get it, sometimes I'm like, Denver's gonna get it. They're gonna stop them, and then you see a tight end score, and it's just like, okay, this is a good pattern to know. So I think they're gonna be setting it up the same way. The Jets. And they're gonna wanna win, and to win, then probably I'm pretty sure that they're gonna be throwing it to him. So
cool, perfect. And the last thing I just want to throw out there, my waiver drops tonight. So we have in one league, my big league, and I'm targeting Mike Davis.
Yes.
I think he's pretty dope. But if not, I was also wondering what you guys thought about Peyton Barber. I know the whole Martin thing is a little muddy, questions of an RBC, but, I mean, he looked better than Martin to me, really, over these last however long. I've sat Martin for about a month now. Like, I don't even look at the guy in my lineup. So I was wondering if he would be valuable at all, you think?
Just depends on who you would drop. Who would you drop to pick him up? Like, what kind of guy would he be replacing?
You know, I have a couple things. I have a couple of spaces. I think I'll probably I doubled up on like a defense that I'm not interested in as much now. So it wouldn't be any value. I mean, it would just be to pick him up to pick him up, really.
Yeah.
Just to see how it shakes out, you know.
Right, like a stash.
Yeah, like a stash.
I wouldn't be mad about it. I mean, it's a free spot on your lineup, and there's value in Barber. It's probably something I would do too. It wouldn't hurt you. I mean, is there anybody else that's probably just as equal value on the waiver wire?
Not really. No, besides, I mean, I think Davis and Barber are the hot running back names this week.
Yeah, I'm kind of off Barber a little bit just because I think it is a by committee, and I don't, unless Doug Martin gets another injury, I don't see Barber getting more than 10 touches. So maybe he gets some goal line work and gets in the end zone, but I think that you are counting on, you'd have to be fairly heavily reliant upon him getting a touchdown.
So and that's exactly what he's saying. He's just saying what would happen. Who knows? Like it can be Martin that starts, but then it's like Payton that takes over, and something, you know, no one sees coming. And if there's no one else that is catching your eye on the waiver, I don't see why it's a terrible move. You're just gonna stash him and see what happens anyway.
Right.
So it's not a terrible move.
Cool. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. And good luck this week with your games.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks. You too, man.
All right. Take care.
All right. Good call. We got one more coming in. The guy's telling me he's calling. He's been trying to call. So we'll get to him when he calls here.
We need more lines.
Yeah, well, that's what we're working on next season. I'm working on finding a system where I can have multiple phone lines and put people on hold. Here he is. I believe this is MToy from SleeperBot. Hello, caller. You're on the show. What's your name?
Hey, this is Mark calling from Los Angeles, where we are currently on fire.
Wow. Hey,
you know, thoughts and prayers to you, bud.
I am praying for you, yes.
Yeah, the rest of the country is, like, celebrating Christmas, and here we are, like, you know, fleeing flames and shit. But anyway, let's jump on take too much time. So I'm in a full PPR league, and I've got a bunch of good running backs. Ingram and Kamara are locked in. So long as Ingram's still playing this week. And then I'm going to play Kareem Hunt. It's a two-flex league because I just got to stick with it and hope something good happens versus Oakland. But, I'm pretty sure about that. So I got two flex, mm-hmm. and it's between Hunt Morris versus at New York and P. Ryan at the Chargers. So pick two of those three.
I like Morris for sure. He's a lock. Mm-hmm. I do like P. Ryan. It's just between P. Ryan and Hunt, Lucas. What do you think?
I'm going Hunt. I have been off of Hunt for the last several weeks. I've actually, you know, I kind of led the train of telling people to not play him, and I kind of got called crazy in the beginning, and then I just didn't like his usage. You know, if you just watch the game, you could see. But I don't know. I think this week against Oakland, I think he has a decent week. I do. I'm not all on the bandwagon, but I think he has an okay week. I do. I think he might get you 15 points. I think he finally gets in the end zone this week.
Yeah, and I just based on matchup too, you know, Washington has the Chargers. They're pretty good on the pass rush and possible turnovers, and they're just good on defense at the line. So I think you stick with Hunt here too.
Yeah, but Piran, the only thing is that there is no one else in the backfield there, and he can catch
no.
balls.
That was why I was, you know, I was going to pick Piran. I was going to say Piran, but that Chargers defense and it's really just that Chargers defense that scares me a little bit.
And the offense, I'm not sure how the game script is going to go because Chargers are looking really good. So if they're playing from behind, it may not be as much of a give it to Piran thing. Okay, so I'm leaning Hunt and Morris. All right, then other question is at tight end. I was rocking a combination of on and off Charles Clay and ASJ all season. Mm-hmm. But off of Clay, and I picked up Steven Anderson because everyone else is really taken. I have like a good feeling about Anderson being literally one of the only pass catching options left. I know Fuller might be back this week, but he's got broken. And Anderson is more than just a tight end. So I'm wondering how you feel about him versus San Francisco at home or ASJ.
Or ASJ. Yeah, we were just talking about ASJ and how teams teams are basically strategizing, you know, the tight ends against that vulnerable defense. Apparently that defense can do almost about anything, but can't stop the tight end from scoring. And so, I mean, I don't know if there's a real wrong answer here, but I would probably stick with Seferian.
I'm going Seferian as well. I do. Anderson's on my watch list. Like, he's on my watch and hold. I'm not putting him in a single one of my lineups yet. You know, not to say he couldn't do something for you going forward. He had the one good game. Yeah, great, cool. I like that. Don't like Savage. You know, I know he still has to throw the rock to someone, right? But ASJ, he's had a couple off games, but McCown's slinging it. Denver's not good against the tight end. They can't cover it. I think ASJ gets in the end zone. And I know you don't really want to rely on touchdowns, but I think he does get in the end zone.
That's why I like Anderson, because he's getting a lot of targets and more than just like an end zone look. But
right,
yeah. I mean, in the end, you got to go with your gut. But that's my advice.
It's 100% possible. It's 100% possible Seferian could get one catch, but I feel like if that is the case, it would be a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm about to get. All right, cool. And I think that is pretty much it. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
No problem, man. Good luck.
All right. Bye.
All right, caller, thank you. And can we blast through a few more mixer questions real quick? Because I know these guys are listening. We got trade rape. Start Murray or Bernard? He didn't say Latavius or DeMarco. So let's say it's DeMarco.
Okay. Bernard for me. If it's DeMarco, Latavius for me.
If it's Latavius. Okay.
same here.
All right. Here. Trade rape asks.
Assuming Mixon's out, of course.
Right, yeah, I think so. Pick two. We got Diggs, Corey Coleman, Martavius Bryant, and Dede Westbrook.
Oh, my God. I hate when it's like more than three. Okay, yeah, say it again.
We got Dede
and Bryant for me.
We got Bryant, Coleman, and Westbrook, and Diggs. I need two.
Diggs, and I'm kind of feeling Westbrook.
So two for Westbrook, and you guys split Bryant and Diggs?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say that Juju is suspended this week.
Right.
That's right. Okay. All right. Actually, Bryant and Diggs for me.
Bryant and Diggs and Westbrook and Bryant for you. Okay. Trade rape, half point PPR, Algalore, Stills, Bryant, Powell. Need one wide receiver and a flex. Yeah, Aguilar, Stills, Bryant, and Powell.
Which Bryant?
Martavius.
Probably Aguilar.
Yeah, Aguilar and Bryant. Who Aguilar. Was the...
Stills is the other... Is the other one that's really worth mentioning. You know, Stills has been. They might have to throw the.
Yeah.
Gosh. I think I got to go Stills and Bryant here.
I don't know, man. Patriots D always comes around in the second half. So, although he could end up in the end zone, I might have to go with. I think it was Bryant and who was the other guy?
Aguilar. Or Powell?
Yeah, Aguilar. Aguilar for me.
All right. Yep. Two for Bryant. It's Stills and Aguilar got one. Okay, trade rape need. I said that already. Darren Warkinen, half point PPR. We got flex question. Watkins, Sammy Watkins, Mike Wallace, Orleans Darkwa, or Kenyon Barber if he's the starter?
I think Watkins. Woods is still out.
Yeah.
For your flex, I mean, I like the upside there.
Or we're just choosing one? Because I like Watkins too.
Watkins, yep. All right, like two Watkins. For Watkins. Yeah. Michael Darling says, "Sup, gents, sounding crisp. Wish I was on instead of this cold-ass roof." Oh, that's Dirty Jobs. Thanks for tuning in, Dirty Jobs.
Michael Darling.
He's on a cold-ass roof.
What up, Dirty? I hope you're listening. You know, we're here, warm, drinking hot chocolate with marshmallows in it. And you're out there getting paid, though, so good on you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm drinking off a mug that says Dirty Jobs. Yeah, it's mine now.
You're using his stuff? That's not cool.
Yeah.
Sitting at his desk, he's his mic.
Oh, no.
I think I'm Michael Darling.
All right, I got two from Nick Miller. These are both pick threes, okay? First pick three. We got Ingram, Burkhead, Jamal Williams, Tevin Coleman, Latavius Murray. This is a standard league.
Okay, so Burkhead, Ingram might not play.
Burkhead and Williams for sure for me. If Jamal? Ingram is – yeah, Jamal Williams. And if Ingram is good to go – man, if they – I would monitor it. If they say he's good to go and looking good, throw him out there. But otherwise, Latavius Murray is a great – you know, he's been putting up numbers
every single
week. So maybe it's a short week. I don't know. I think I'm probably benching Ingram. It's a short week for them. Running backs usually have a tough time when they play Saturday. Mm-hmm. And Thursday, even if they're not on the injury report, like, they still seem to have a tough time. So I might just go ahead and bench Ingram and just don't worry about it because you have three other good options rather than, you know. But that's my take on it.
All right.
Yeah, I agree. And that could be a big day for Kamara. But yeah, I like Latavius and the other running back that was mentioned.
Williams and Burkhead?
Yes.
Yeah, Williams and Burkhead. Are we just choosing – we're choosing three?
Choosing three. Yeah. So okay, Coleman's the odd man out. Okay. Another pick three from Nicholas Miller. All right, so we got Tyreek Hill, Brandon Cooks, Keenan Allen, Diggs, Josh Gordon. This is a standard league, so we got Hill, Cooks, Allen, Diggs, and Gordon.
Pick three. Keenan Allen is a guaranteed lock every single game the rest of the season. Tyreek Hill, you are playing – I mean, the guy just has the possibility to put up 40-point games, and if he does that, you win your playoff week, so you can't bench someone who's doing that.
No, who's capable.
So we don't expect him to have a back-to-back game like that. Usually players don't do that. They usually fall off the next week, but it's against Oakland. Oakland's defense is terrible. So now we're looking at – it's not going to be Diggs for me. We have Cooks, and who is the other one? Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
Really good problem to have. Cooks has been very hit or miss. Do we think it's going to be a hit or a miss this week? I'm going Josh Gordon over Brandon Cooks.
Ooh, interesting.
Yep. Gordon looked good to me. He did. He looked real good. And something only him and Odell Beckham have put up over 75 yards this season against the Chargers. They're the only two wide receivers to do that. So... you know, it didn't look like that great of an outing when you were watching it, but Chargers shut down wide receivers.
I just got really bad news, guys. Dirty Jobs just fell off the roof that he was working on when he heard you come around to the Josh Gordon side there, Lucas. So we're gonna have to find a new guy next week because Dirty Jobs is going to be in a hospital. It's a shock. He's in shock right now.
Yeah, this is an homage to you, Dirty Jobs. We're gonna go Gordon because that's who you would have picked. So we're giving him the third spot from me. I don't know if Julian can bring himself to play him over Hill or Cooks, but that's what I'm doing.
We're gonna have to extend your availability, Lucas. Dirty Jobs is gonna be unavailable, but I love Gordon, but I think I just don't know if I can do Cooks over Gordon, and especially in prime time, I feel Cooks will shine too. So, my memory is the worst. But yes, Cooks was one of the guys, and then I think we said Keenan Allen.
Yeah. Keenan Allen,
and then there was one more:
Tyreek Hill, Diggs, and Gordon.
Yeah, easy. This is like the best problem.
So Hill, Cooks, and Allen for you.
The one thing I might say just to counter that, to get you leaning here, is that if Hogan is back, right? If Hogan is back,
oh yeah, it's Gordon.
Go Gordon, right?
Yes.
So
yes,
maybe
sir.
Monitor
Gordon.
That.
Hogan's
back. I'm going Gordon.
All right, we do have a call. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Fellas, it's Dwayne from Montreal. What's going on?
Dwayne, what's going on?
Not much. All right. So how do you guys feel about the big Case Keenum this week?
I like Keenum
over Dak. Over Dak.
I like him over Dak too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do. Dak, you know, he has a little hand issue. Dez is just not Dez. You know, I think you got to roll with Keenum. He's probably been using him and you've probably been winning. So,
yeah. Prescott's just Prescott's just not been himself since Zeke, and so it's so crazy how one player really affects a team like that. But I like Keenum. He just has a safer floor too. And Carolina, I was saying this earlier, Carolina's kind of a lot better against the run than they are against the air. So if they're stuffing, you know, McCaffrey and Stewart, you're going to – I mean, sorry. If they're stuffing McKinnon and Latavius, then you're going to see a lot of throwing from Keenum, and that just bodes well. So.
All right. Okay. Another thing. How do you guys feel about Peyton Barber or Aaron Jones as a flex?
I don't like Jones right now, just because we haven't seen. Was he back at all last week?
He got a touchdown, yeah. And he got a touchdown,
yeah.
in like the very last play of the game, yeah. To win the game for them. So right. You know, he looked good in that. But what's the, you know, we don't know what his usage is going to be. So do you really want to gamble that he, you know, that they're just going to use him? You know, because he's not taking over the backfield. He's not just taking Jamal Williams' spot. So that's really what you're gambling on. Peyton Barber, we know looked good. We, you know, that's not a question. We know that he looked good, but with Doug Martin back, like, what's that usage going to be? Probably 50-50. So I don't know who else you have. Both those guys are kind of gambles. So if you have more of a
shot. This is a five man bench, so it's kind of scarce.
Skim. Yeah, slim.
You know, I got Ravens on my bench. Barber. I just picked up Anderson because I have Ertz. I have Prescott and Curse. I'm thinking about starting Curse over Diggs this week. I have Thielen.
You have Thielen also?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Curse has been hot, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be upset with that at all.
Okay. So how do you guys feel about Anderson or Burton this week?
This is like the third time we're answering.
Yeah, so. You know, if Ertz is out, I'm playing Burton just because you're choosing Wentz or Savage. So, right. And I don't think Anderson, you know, he's pretty talented, but we don't have a big sample size, so I'll go with the 10-2 team that's pissed off about losing.
Yeah. They'll be back for revenge. And they definitely utilize the tight end position too. So I do Burton too.
Even though with San Fran being so vulnerable, tight end position.
Yes.
Okay. And last one. Between Eagles, Ravens, and Chargers defense.
Eagles, Ravens, and Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ravens, I mean, I don't want to play against Pittsburgh right now. They're one of the top three hottest offenses in the NFL right now. Philly is playing the Rams.
Playing the Rams.
I don't like that. I'm going Chargers. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not playing against one of those elite offenses, right? Like, you know, they're good defenses, so they could do it, but I'm just not. I'm going
against Buffalo's also on. Buffalo's also on the waivers and the Jets.
Buffalo plays Indiana. Which, you know, we've seen Indianapolis throw up some points even with you know, Brissett.
Buffalo hasn't looked good to me on defense, so I'm going to go with the team that's playing they have a so-so matchup, right? Washington, you know, they don't have Chris Thompson. They don't have Rob Kelly. They don't have Jordan Reed again this week.
Yeah.
And Chargers have been hot. You know, they're bringing the pressure, and they have something to play for, right? You know, they lost so many close games early in the season, and they're rallying right now. The team is rallying, trying to make the playoffs. Keenan out, you know, everything about that team right now is just on fire. I'd rock them.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Same
thanks,
here.
Fellas.
No all problem, right, man. Fellas. Good luck.
Look to continue this first place streak going on for 2 years in a row now. Thanks a lot.
Hey, hell yeah, man.
Good luck, bud.
Definite. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Wish that was my situation.
Thank you, Dwayne. Doesn't Dwayne sound like a sleepy Hussein? He reminds me of a sleepy Hussein voice. Like who's when he wakes up? We got another call. Very caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
This is Mark here from Indiana.
What's going on, Mark?
Oh, not much. Also, I'm the Gano Pagano.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I've seen that.
We've got a couple questions in the notes from you. All right.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if y'all got to it or not. I got up late. Well, anyway, I've got the first round bye, so nothing really urgent this week. But I have the Chargers defense, and somebody had dropped Philadelphia. So I was wondering if, I guess on Saturday, should I drop the Chargers defense to pick up Philadelphia for the next 2 weeks?
No, you should pick them both. You should own them both is what you should do. Don't let anyone else have them. They're both
okay.
They're killer defense. They're both killer defense. I don't know why you would drop either of those right now. The Chargers have been hot, and the Philadelphia is the number three. I know, okay, they had one bad game at Seattle. Seattle, where the refs – look, the refs helped. They were on Seattle's side that game. I still think that was a forward lateral by Russell Wilson. Yeah. So that should have been, it should have been fourth down. Obviously it wasn't the ref's fault that Wentz fumbled on the 1 yard line. That was just unfortunate. Would have been a 10-10 game. I thought the pass interference call that they picked up was BS at the end of the game, saying that it was just tripping. Well, I mean, you knew where the guy was, right? Like, you have your hand on his back. I don't agree with that. I don't know. That was a tough game. Calls didn't go Philadelphia's way. A lot of, Ertz got hurt, momentum shifts, right, so whatever.
Just hold on to both of them.
If you have the real estate for it, because I don't know who else you'd be dropping, but they would be both nice at.
I put his roster in the notes.
I actually picked up. I'm sorry. I put your roster because I was kind of afraid of Stafford's. But I mean, I don't have to start him this week, so I can drop Garoppolo and pick up Philadelphia. Now Stafford can't go the following week, then I don't know who to drop.
I don't think you're going to have that issue. I think Stafford will play this week. Obviously it's still very early in the week, but I think for sure that he's playing the following week.
Yeah, same. Okay. Same.
All right. Well, I might.
He's a tough dude.
Yeah, I might hit y'all up next week if anything changes. So I think I'll drop Garoppolo and pick up Philadelphia, and then that way I've got two good defenses.
Is Stafford your only QB?
Well, he has Garoppolo.
Yeah.
So he'd be.
Well,
he'd be
Stafford's mount. Yeah.
Guys, I put his.
If he drops Garoppolo. Okay.
I put his roster in the notes. You can actually see his roster. He sent it to us. So he's got Garoppolo. The other guy that I would think maybe you might drop was Woodhead. He's at the very end of your bench. I don't know if you'd ever start Woodhead rest of season.
Yeah, you're never going to use Todd Gurley and then possibly Mike Davis. But Kenyon Drake has been good. Those are your guys. I don't see you ever playing Woodhead unless Collins gets injured. I don't see you playing Woodhead.
Yeah, I just don't want somebody else to pick him up and use him against me. But that's one I'm worried about.
Maybe Aaron Jones then. I mean, I don't think that Jamal Williams is losing that
I'm just
spot,
worried about the Chargers. I think the Chargers next week, don't they have Kansas City? Going at Kansas City, I'm kind of afraid of that matchup right there, so that's why I'd want to go Philadelphia.
Find a way to get the Eagles on your lineup. Just you definitely have to find a way to get them on. It'd be between Woodhead and Garoppolo for me to drop.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I think I'm just afraid. I don't. The other thing is, I guess I can ask this next week, but. As a second QB would be like, would you rather have like Garoppolo or maybe like Gabbert or something for those last 2 weeks, just in case something happens to Stafford?
It'd be upshot of Garoppolo for me, just because we don't have a real big sample size. We know what we have with Gabbert, and although he does have some talent around him with Larry Fitzgerald looking pretty good, I think that I would not ever play. I would not trust my fantasy playoffs to Gabbert, so that's
I think I might just go with drop Woodhead because I'm kind of afraid if Garoppolo kind of goes off this week, I might not be able to pick him up the following week.
Right,
and I could potentially, Stafford looks kind of shaky.
Yeah, it can mess you up.
I could potentially go with Garoppolo over Stafford the following week or something.
That's what we would recommend doing.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
All right, bud.
All right, appreciate you guys. All right,
man. Good luck.
All right, thanks. All right, bye-bye.
So what do you think? Maybe 10 more minutes, or how much are we doing here?
Let's knock them out.
All right, so we're going to knock out these questions that I got here on the doc, Steve. We're good on the Mixler?
No, right? I got a bunch of Mixler questions, actually, and we got another call.
All right, so
I don't know if we're going to make it out in 10 minutes. You guys have been pretty thorough, to say the least. Let's grab this call because this guy was trying to call earlier.
Let's try to make it quick, Lucas.
All right, caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, it's Nick. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, Nick?
What's going on, Nick?
Not much. Man, I was at MEPS yesterday trying to get into the Air Force, and I didn't even see my phone. But that Sunday, I had players like Jamal Williams, Mark Ingram, Keenan Allen, and I had that huge game from Tyreek Hill, and I decided to put the Ravens in, and I still lost. And I was like, come on, man. Wow.
That's rough.
Fantasy. Right. Hey, don't you hate it?
Yeah. it sucks, but... Okay. But now I'm playing the exact same guy that I lost to in the first round of the playoffs now. And he's got Fournette, Kamara, Ajayi, Bell. It's not looking good, man.
So how can we help you win? What do you got?
Yeah, what do you got?
Let's see. Okay, if it'll load, okay. Well, you guys answered my question earlier, so I just decided to put Jamal Williams, Burkhead, and Josh Gordon and all that jazz in.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Just because Mark Ingram's still undecided. Mark Ingram's still undecided for this week. Right. But let's see. I have a defense question for y'all.
Okay.
So somehow, some way, Browns are like consensus-wise the top team to stream this week, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't think anybody's ever going to do that. But we have the Chargers, the Eagles, and
Chargers.
Yeah, and the Chargers. Titans.
Yeah, I don't even think we need to hear anything else.
Chargers are one of our favorite plays.
Yeah.
But would you drop the Chargers for the Texans week?
No.
Or drop the Texans for the Chargers week?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Texans defense stinks. In fantasy, they stink.
Right.
I think Steve has them.
I did.
And Samaje Perine's on my I dropped Samaje last week because I don't think anything's going for Washington. As you've seen with the Cowboys, they didn't have the best defense going into that game, but I don't know what was up with them. If the Cowboys said, hey, we can't do nothing on offense, so let's do something on defense.
Right.
But yeah, I'm leaving them there.
I'd leave P. Ryan on the bench too, I think.
Mm. Right. And what have you guys heard from Aaron Jones? Is he like all the way healthy again? Because he had that good touchdown run that won the game last week.
I mean, he looked great on that run. It's just he only had one touch, and it was at the end of the game. We just don't know how much he's going to be involved in this game. It can still be the Jamal Williams show. It's not someone I'd rely on. I wouldn't rely on Jones.
Nope.
Right. And let's see. Would you play Hunter Henry, Greg Olsen, or Cameron Brate?
It's Hunter Henry for me. Greg Olsen, he came back for 1 week and got hurt. Hunter Henry's looked good. That Chargers offense is on fire. It would be between Hunter Henry and Greg Olsen. Brate had two catches for two touchdowns, but I don't like that. I don't like that. Right. So
he's you said you're also choosing between Brate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean I like Hunter Henry against Washington over Olsen, and so I think it'd be between Brate and Olsen and Brate and Henry for me, but I think I'd probably just keep Henry in there.
All right.
Mike Williams is out, and they've been targeting Henry, so.
All right. Let's see. What are you guys' thoughts on Chris Hogan? I think he's supposed to come back this week.
He's back at practice. He's been back at practice, but they're not really releasing much.
Right.
All right. Well, I think that's about it. Oh, let's see. Someone in my league dropped Phillip Rivers. Should I pick him up over like a Jameis Winston?
I think that I would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rivers has been real hot, so I think that I would. If this is just for your backup, then yeah, I think I would go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I'd probably do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to start him. I have Brady, But like, just in case we get you injured or something like that.
Just in case, and Rivers does have he plays against the Chiefs in week 15, and that's always a good matchup. So just in case.
All right.
One more question. Would you pick up Rivers knowing that he's hot right now, or roll the dice and wait until Aaron Rodgers gets back?
I mean, Rivers is hot, and so I mean, you might have Aaron Rodgers. You know. I don't know. If you're not going to start either of these people, if you're not planning on starting this person, I'd probably go Rodgers, actually, just to have him on your team.
Yeah, and you have Brady? You have Brady as your QB?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so I'd probably just grab Rodgers just in case then.
Right. Yeah, just because you don't want to play against him. You're keeping him away from whoever you might be playing, so.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, yep, no problem. Good luck. Thanks for calling. Yep.
Just making sure I got them all. Let's see. I believe that's it.
I hope so.
I believe that's it. We got one last one trickled in. Hold on. There's one last drip drop. Taz 650. Pick one. Latavius Murray, McKinnon, or Bernard if Mixon is out. Standard.
Say it Bernard. One more time.
Pick one standard. Latavius Murray, McKinnon, or Bernard, assuming Mixon is out.
Latavius Murray. I mean, why, Latavius Murray's been killing it.
He has. And Cincinnati plays who?
Chicago.
It'd be Bernard's backfield if Mixon's not there. So I think I'd stick with Bernard. Would they be activating Hill? Oh, no. Or Hill's?
No, Hill had ankle surgery. Hill's done too. Season, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bernard for me.
Okay. All right. Michael Darling says, "Geez, I thought my boss was a slave driver." LOL. Great show, guys. Kept me moving. Thanks for tuning in, Mike Darling. Out there on the roof. All right, that is it for the sack, guys. You did a hell of a show. 2 hours 20. Record setting. Got all the calls. We want to thank all you guys for calling in. Yeah, you two deserve a break. Thank you for doing it for the listeners. I know they appreciate it. And don't forget, guys, if you like the Mail Sack, you like the rest of our shows, leave us a good review, a nice review, wherever you listen. Take a screenshot. Email that screenshot to sleeperwire@gmail.com. You'll be entered into a drawing to win a signed, autographed, certified Michael Crabtree jersey from Pristine Auction. We're going to run that contest through the Super Bowl era, or season, I should say. So after the season's over, we'll award a winner. That is it for the show, guys. Tune in on Thursday, or Friday. I guess the show comes out Friday for a new show. Sleeperwire.com for all our rankings, which is just updated. Send us questions to the website, listen to our podcast, and all that other good stuff. You can find us on Sleeperbot app at the Sleeperwire channel. You can find Lucas at SleeperwireLBB, and Julian is at JulianSW, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm SW Steve on there, and we're on at Sleeperwire Show on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks again for listening, guys. Good luck in the first week of the playoffs.
Good luck, everybody.